Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If you're getting into your car downtown at Lombard Street in Utah, by the ballpark, maybe you're heading over to Holland's Market for lunch. If we turned the clock back 200 years, you'd be getting onto a wagon and maybe making an enormous journey to Cumberland or even Wheeling, West Virginia on the Ohio River. And you'd be thankful that the road you're starting out on was not just Lombard Street, but the brand new National Road, America's first federal highway that linked Baltimore to the West. Along the way, it also gave us places like the Castleman Inn in Western Maryland, new engineering feats like the Wheeling Suspension Bridge, and new road building techniques that eventually led to the term tarmac, like what today's airplanes land on. But let's start back at the start. In 1806, Congress jumped into the road building game and authorized money for a highway from Cumberland to the Ohio River. When construction began in 1811, it followed the old Nemacolin Path, named for the Delaware Nation's leader who helped carve it out back in 1750. Incidentally, a young George Washington walked this path as part of the fated Braddock expedition in the French and Indian Wars. The congressionally funded road progressed steadily from Cumberland out west, but what about Baltimore to the east? That was a problem. So the Maryland General Assembly stepped in to spend money for a state highway, the Baltimore National Pike, really a series of linked turnpikes. The first stretch was called the Baltimore and Frederick Pike, which we now know as Frederick Road. Then the Hagerstown and Boonesboro Pike, and finally the Cumberland Pike got you out to Cumberland. When completed in 1824, the new state road became part of the National Road, and Baltimore became the eastern terminus for the new federal highway. So 200 years ago, if you headed out on Lombard Street, you'd hit Cumberland, then Wheeling, then out to the new capital of Ohio, Columbus. Along the way, you track your progress with stone mile markers, several of which you can still find along the route today. If you were really on a trek, you'd keep going and hit the capital of Illinois, Vandalia. Springfield wasn't until 1839, and eventually all the way to the Mississippi River and St. Louis. The road was a huge success and spurred immense investment along the route. Merchants became wealthy, and main streets in places like Richmond, Indiana, and Springfield, Ohio, became known as Millionaire Rows. However, when the railroads really got rolling in the mid-1800s, and in particularly our own B&O, they drew commerce away from the road with cheaper and faster transportation. The National Road became a period of slow decline, and then a little bit of a miracle happened, the invention of the automobile. And the new motor traveler. With a group of Baltimore businessmen in the lead, the National Road got a huge influx of investment for things like restaurants and motor hotels, motels, geared towards people journeying by car. The Summit Inn in Pennsylvania is a wonderful example of this, far enough away to be a big adventure, but close enough to be doable by car. The National Road got a new life and eventually a new name, Route 40, which it still carries today. But what about that word tarmac I mentioned in the beginning? Well, first in Boonesboro, and then in other stretches, the road builders experimented with a new technique invented by a Scottish gentleman, John McAdam, that involved laying down levels of differently sized crushed stone. The result was a wonderfully smooth surface for wagon wheels, and people started calling these roads McAdam Roads. With help from their popularity on the National Road, the term stuck, and years later, when people started pouring tar over them, a new term arose, Tar McAdam Roads. Today, you don't hear tarmac at it much, but you do hear it shortened version every time a plane lands at an airport along the tarmac. And to think, all of this from Lombard Street in downtown Baltimore. For more information on the National Road, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at BaltimoreHeritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.